Want to roll dice with your favorite Bad GM? Check out starplaying.games and search for Bad GM Dan. You can join me for some Warhammer Fantasy roleplay, possibly some Pathfinder 2nd Edition, Starfinder 2nd Edition, maybe even some Marvel Multiverse RPG. You know, just like any RPG, the limit is only your imagination. Check out startplaying.games to book me however you want, or join a game that I'm already running. I hope to see you there, and we'll roll some dice together.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. If you're looking to get some sweet merch from Beards, Ears, and Skulls, Grim Podcast, A Perilous Adventure, Arachne, and Infinity Podcast, or a whole lot more, you can check out streamlabs.com/professionalcasualnetwork1/merch. Also, don't go to Built Bar anymore. They're not a sponsor, and they're dead to us, so head over to monumenthobbies.com and use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for 5% off every single order you possibly, you know, like, order for, like, paints and board games and stuff. Right? Thanks!
The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. To find more podcasts like this, please check out professionalcasual.com.
It's 316. I tried to make jokes about last episode, but it was the wrong number.
Yeah. And actually, it's 217, but that's what time it is.
Oh, yeah. I was like, what? You're way up. You're 2 years behind there. Welcome back.
To play this game during the day?
It's weird. Yeah, the sun's, it's overcast, but. It is daytime.
The sun's out, but so are the clouds.
I don't think it's allowed. I think we should just record 4 hours of silence.
Mm. Or we could give them that bullshit episode that they want, but a 4 hour bullshit episode.
That's right. You're going to have to be more specific.
Well, they said they'd even take an episode of just screaming.
We can take turns screaming for an hour apiece.
Tim, you're first.
Huh?
Good job.
Wait, what?
You just have to scream.
For an hour.
Okay, somebody mute him.
I don't have those controls.
Background noise. No.
Oh, God. That was.
And Tim fainted.
He ran in there.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for sticking with us. Episode 316, it is pretty awesome. At this point, it's
Charlie Sheen.
Good job.
Thanks.
This is like officially start of year 6.
Of this show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
6, not start of year 6. We've been doing this for 6 years.
Yep.
We've been doing it for 6 years.
More than 3.
We're going on year 7.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we started in 2020.
Yeah, May 2020.
And it's May 2026 right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Six years. Later. We'll never get back.
We're never gonna get it back.
But there are times where people send us things that I don't want to say make it all worth it, because like we're sitting around playing a game having fun. But I got this awesome note in the mail the other day that says to Bad GM Dan and the Gapapa crew, I want to thank you all for the laughter and joy that you bring. I used to play WFRP 2nd Edition many years ago, but only gotten through the first book of Enemy Within. Life went on and drifted away. Discovering your podcast at the end of last year has rekindled my love for WFRP. Yay! And I've now convinced my D&D group to give it a try, and they're loving it.
Yay. Yeah!
Says the cast are amazing, and I love them all. From the one-woman army that is Mina, ladies' man Jerry Crumpet, my personal favorite Webby, who feels like a mashup of Bender from Futurama and Fabius Bile from 40K. Oh, which I think is completely accurate.
Very well stated.
Shout out to JB and Alex, too. I sincerely hope they're both doing well. He said some nice things to me I'm not going to read out, because that feels self-serving.
Do you want me to read it?
Sure.
Oh, it's on pretty blue paper.
Right?
Yeah.
Typed note. Classy.
Where are we?
I tried to note the paragraph for you.
Like this is the one that started with Dan?
I think so.
Dan, you do a fantastic job running this campaign, and it's inspiring, which it means he cannot be inspired, to me as a GM. Even if a lot of the time it may seem like you're trying to herd kittens as you manage this group. I have been on one consuming these podcasts.
Yeah, I think there's a typo there.
And at the time of writing, have just got to episode 240.
So he hasn't met Green Warden yet.
Mm.
I stumbled across the enclosed game last year. That means it cannot be closed. And seeing how the group have not long lost Stubbs, I don't feel like I know him well enough to drop the second B. It is now my personal headcanon that during his investigation, which means it cannot be investigation, he stumbled upon and is now caught up in an illicit Harefoot jousting fight club. I hope you enjoy this game as much as I enjoy yours. Wishing you all the best. Rob Kent. It's Rob Kent.
No, that's not what it says.
Oh. Rob from Kent.
There you go.
Uck.
Uck. He's from a place that is very similar to my favorite swear word. Quack.
Quack. but he sent this book, Harefoot Jousting. I was looking at it last night because it just so came in.
Funny.
It looks hilarious. It's a miniatures game where you play as halflings jousting on different big animals like chickens and sheep and cows. And what was the really good one?
A porcupine.
No, that was the other one. Oh, goose, giant weasel, turkey, dog. And then I realized later the back of the book says wart nose upside down. And then you open it up.
And it says wart nose right side up.
And it's a second game. It's like the same thing, but with goblins.
It's wart nose jousting.
Wart nose jousting. And this one, it sounds even better because the mounts you can get in this one, you just roll a D6. You get a rat, a roach, a horn frog, a centipede, a mole rat, or a porcupine.
Hell yeah.
I was like, that sounds awesome.
You imagine riding a porcupine?
I would love that.
So I definitely want to try this out at some point. I just need to find some goblins and or halfling mounted on things models and then roll some dice with it. So thank you so much, Rob from Kent.
That's so sweet.
Really appreciate that.
A mount that just is called Squirt Thicker Goblin.
yeah, that sounds like it would be OP.
Here's a voicemail.
Hey, this is the 603-803-3235 Bandit calling back. Just wanted to hit you back and say 603-803-3230.
He stole the five. The bandit stole the five.
Yeah, he said it at the end. He just delayed it.
He did? I thought he just went,
No, he went five. Oh, maybe he did. I don't know. It doesn't say it in the text.
Or did he say five?
I don't know.
I thought it's a mystery.
But I sat there on the edge of my seat waiting for the last number to drop.
The anticipation of that was.
It means it cannot be.
Patient.
No, that's. It's bad enough when Tim does it with things that start with EN instead of IN.
Why? N is N.
But that's not.
That's.
Like, no.
That like is.
Envelope means it cannot be
a
developed.
Whole genre.
That's right.
Of YouTube videos where someone will loop a particular part of music and then just never do the drop and it like causes psychic damage.
I love those. Are really funny. Yeah. We did get a new review on Apple Podcasts.
Okay.
It's in the Discord chat while you're finding that. I want to thank as well as Rob from Kent and the 603-803-3235 Bandit. Big thanks to everybody else that's gone to patreon.com/professionalcasual, including our King Ding Doppeldongers, X-Paxis, Iron Maze, Tau, Enmity, and Bangarang, who's Skaven in my game this morning.
Was he the new one?
Stabbed a rat. Or he stabbed a big snake.
The KDD?
Yes. Bangarang's our newest King Ding Doppeldonger.
Yeah.
And our professional cake sitters, Dagna, Briar Mage, Cider Drinker, Kill the Sparky, Quacku, Random Guy, Cliff Jumper, Velicenda, Pagan Prince, David, Handsome Andy, Chris Dillard, Cord, Dravix, Kieran, Cottonmouth, and Tony.
How does Andy get so handsome?
And our newest members, big thanks to Adam H. and Thomas J.
All right, our new review.
I may have said those before.
From Mandug 006. It says, really good. I've listened to a lot of actual plays, and these guys are probably top five. Thank you. Knowing how many actual plays are out there, that is actually a very A very large compliment.
Yeah.
I love the dynamics. The RP is really good and fun, but not overbearing and stifling. The cast is also just really funny, but not in the usual forget the game and just joke all the time. It just seems to work organically. Really impressed. Means it can't be pressed. I can't. I'm sorry. I've been isolated for so long, Dan. Come on.
Brings me so much joy.
Really, I feel like it's double joy for you, for her repeating your joke incorrectly.
It's correct.
And then me getting groaning every time.
That's the funny part, is you getting mad about it.
I'll stop getting mad about it then.
Okay.
I agree with the message that on average, we don't just try to joke all the time.
Yeah.
And it, we're not joking off topic. The
cast for whom that is not true.
Yes. Jess.
What?
We are very organic about it. So thank you.
I just really enjoy that with the in
that which cannot be Gannic
pre-first joke.
What?
That Dan gets upset about the rules of the joke.
Right? Like, that's the part that makes him mad. That's the best.
I mean, I am sitting over here going, that is not what that word means.
It's such good shtick, and then you ruin it by doing it to every word that is even remotely similar.
I think if you look deep inside, which means it cannot be side, that...
Okay.
You will see that in the past you have verbally on this show accepted slant rhymes and using em, im, in, and en as a prefix for words for this joke are nothing more than just a slant rhyme version of the joke.
It is it's a slant, which and you get on my case when I say slant rhymes aren't rhymes.
They are.
Because they're not.
It has rhymes in the word.
I'm not letting you drag me into this.
A slant rhyme is just an italicized rhyme.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. Danny, that hurt a little bit.
I can't wait for this abyssal chair to eat everybody.
At the end of the day, a slant rhyme is just there to mean that it fits the confines of the intended purpose of a rhyme. Mm-hmm. And if it is fitting it narratively, figuratively, maybe not literally, but... In all other forms of it, then its intended purpose is still to kind of rhyme.
Oh my God, I just figured out I could pop out my character card window on Foundry. In a whole new tab.
Not even living this on you a little bit.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
Yeah, the pop-out button is nice.
Is it new? Am I just like slow?
It's been there for a while now.
I'm going to pop my sheet out.
Wait, I can't remember his name now. I feel bad. Guy told me how to do it. It was a module I added. Who was playing in my Cult Arcane game for the whole thing.
But you have to add it as a module.
I think it is like a feature of the newest version of Foundry. I haven't updated it yet.
Okay.
Because I'm scared to.
Because one of the biggest complaints when my husband runs our game at home on Wednesday nights is that we can't pop the windows out. And if...
Yeah, if your Foundry's not updated to the newest version, there is a pop-out. Okay, module.
I will be telling him profusely to update Foundry because we want pop-out windows.
By the way, as we're getting to June, that means summer's coming up, and then there's going to be new openings for your games.
He's trying to plug your games, Dan.
Oh, yeah.
He's actually.
I was like, what's opening up over the summer?
Nope. That was a softball, too.
I was going to say.
I had no idea where you're going
Dan
with that.
Had that like blank old man smile where like, he knows he should be like supporting this, but he's not quite sure why.
Yeah, I was just smiling, nodding, waiting for him to say the next thing, and then he didn't. Start playing dot games. Yes, I got the Sunday morning at my time has a spot or two open currently. At the point of recording, we're playing as Skaven PCs in Lustria, and it's ridiculous. And somehow. Somebody died in the first encounter against some skinks, and then the next session, they killed a Carnosaur, as well as a vampire and a bunch of other undead. It was ridiculous.
Dead to murderous. Nice.
And then they immediately killed a wizard character I introduced that was going to be basically like a quest giver sort of thing, and they were freaked out by him, and then they just shot him.
Oh my God.
That sounds like Skaven, honestly. That sounds like terrorizing rats.
I love how much the group is playing into playing as a Skaven. I told them today it was like, it's just so, they said it was freeing to be able to do whatever you want and not worry about consequences because they're Skaven and don't care.
Yeah.
Because it was like they went into a temple, didn't know it was a temple because it's not their god, And then we're got some information from a priestess, and they're like, well, there can't be any witnesses, so I'm going to kill her. And then they just left and was like, okay, that'll have consequences later, probably, but you don't care.
Obviously, probably not.
Your Skaven campaign should be called That's So Skaven.
Oh my God, that's such a good name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But no, that one's been a blast. It's just ridiculousness. I have now building up to get enough people in it to start running it relatively soon. A Soulbound campaign, which I know is kind of a bad word around here to talk about Age of Sigmar, but you know, we run a bunch of the RPG and I think it's a great system. So I'm going to be running the Shadows in the Mist campaign soonish. It'll be Monday nights Eastern time, at least for the summer, hoping to get through that book over the summer, which I think is entirely possible. And then I'll be adding something else as well. I want to try to do at least 3 games a week. So those of you here, let me know what sounds good.
Maybe we could put out a Google form or something for the time slots people would be available. Ooh,
that's a great idea. Yeah. People are look interested. At that.
Love it.
Or like a poll on the Discord or something.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Because, yeah, like what's nice is being a teacher and not working over the summer is I can do very different times to make sure to include people. Because like the Sunday morning my time, Bangarang mm-hmm. is on there and he's in Australia. So he's starting at like 12 at night or 11 at night or something.
He's crazy. Yeah. I don't know how he does it.
But thank you for that, Tim. Appreciate it. Startplaying.games. You can take the burp out when you type that in. And then you can search for Bad GM Dan. I'm pretty sure that's just my name on there.
If you include the burp in the URL when you type it in, you're going to go somewhere you do not want to go.
Absolutely.
Especially if you don't type the burp the way Dan pronounces it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Start playing burp games.
Puts an umlaut in it. It's weird.
Yeah.
Umlauts are fun. What else is fun? Mm. Knocking people off this blimp. There is one person currently falling. Does anybody remember who it is?
It's that Knight's Panther guy.
Yeah, it's the guy that was the guy that was useful and good and helpful.
Doing the thing.
He started falling last round as Webby made them turn the ship too tightly, and I think he's the only one that really failed it.
And he's the currently size problem now.
He's currently plummeting. But it is Green Warden's turn on his deck. Shit.
What was the last move? Did I steal life that bird and then use my advantage to fly away at him?
I don't remember, man.
Oh, I'm after Green Warden. I think that's my plan. Don't forget I said that.
Because the very last thing that happened was the Gravelord showed up atop an Abyssal Terror and Mina failed a test of some kind.
I failed a fear test.
I did too.
Right, it wasn't the terror test. You're just afraid of it.
Yes.
Yes. I also fell down because someone is flying the ship awfully.
Oh, yeah, you're prone.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, is my turn getting up?
That's just your movement. You can still have an action.
But if I move, I get penalties to my archery shot?
Correct. -10.
Can I shoot from where I'm laying down?
You're going to shoot a longbow while prone? No.
Why not? You sure? Just do it sideways.
Yeah. Can I be Legolas?
Mime that for us real quick.
What, mm-hmm. Ben?
Why don't you mime that for us real quick? and try to pull a bow back. tell us how it goes.
I'm really tempted to go home, pull one of the bows off my... Why no, not? You'd have to be the other way.
Because she's also trying to aim up.
No,
it's not going to work.
I'd have to lay on my back. Yeah, it literally wouldn't work.
Why would you have to lie on your back?
There might actually be rules for that. It'd be a bigger penalty than just standing up.
Oh, yeah. Just do it left-handed.
That's the same as if you were laying on your right side.
Well, it's a -10. You get you're testing on 150.
I am gonna stand up.
Yeah, it'd be -20 from prone, so you're better to stand up.
Yeah, and fear means I can't go toward it.
Yes.
Which means you can't stand up because that's technically moving you closer to it.
I'm okay Tim. With you standing up.
In what? What?
Hope you invested in your burrowing skill.
On an airship? Yeah.
Hold on.
What?
Don't shoot that bow yet. For some reason, the token I had out there of him was like very incorrect and only had one spell.
That's fine.
We're okay with that. Because I want to target the dude riding the Abyssal Terror. Unless anybody sees a reason for me to not shoot the guy causing all the problems. I hate this guy.
He's the best.
As much as I love micromanaging, my I'm a bit busy at the moment.
Can I shoot him now?
This one doesn't have any spells.
Good.
What are you doing, Green Warden?
Shooting him.
Why, though?
Because he's bad. Because I don't like him. Because always cut the head off the snake. Elbow? Arrow?
She's gonna miss it anyway.
Stop it, Dan. You know how high I roll on these.
I'm counting on it.
I'm not affecting the abyssal terror, so I'm not clicking that one.
Oh! Headshot! Get wrecked, idiot!
Yikes!
Yeah, that's like gonna go through his throat. Whoa!
Okay. Yeah, I'm annoyed that I forgot to put the spells on here because I was gonna have him have cast a couple things on him before he came into the fight. So, he is gonna get a ward roll here.
I figured from Dan's negative reaction that he probably had a ward save.
Yeah.
But
makes sense.
We'll see if he makes it.
Yep.
Oh, thank goodness.
It was just a 9. That doesn't even mean, guys.
Higher is good for ward.
What is a ward?
I don't know. A ward save. So on a d10 roll of whatever the ward is or higher, you just negate all the damage. It's like a force field. It's a magical save.
It's a load of horseshit.
Tim's got it.
I got it.
Or Lucky's got it.
Lucky's got it. Jerry.
Jerry's got it.
Ladies, who are Jerry?
So for my awareness, does the ward now gone?
No.
How do we get rid of the ward? Do we know
it
that?
It has a duration. The spell has a duration. I just need to find it and put it on a sheet.
Cheetah. Really what I'm getting at is it's kind of pointless for me to shoot at this guy until the ward goes away.
No, it's only like a 10 to 20% chance probably. What is his ward?
I was going to give him ward 8.
Ward 8?
Yeah.
Show me the spell that does that.
It's called ward.
That it doesn't give an 8.
He overcasted it.
Nope, that does not how that works.
mage fight. Come on.
The worst part is
you know how it works, Tim.
I think he has a pretty good idea. Okay, I gotta find items, spells.
Let's say, since when have you had ward?
The cloak.
He has the cloak.
Oh, the cloak. Yeah, that's what it does. Even. I'm learning rules, guys.
He could have increased the duration of it for sure. If he overcast it, but that's a pretty high spell to cast.
Let's see.
I feel like someone should have had her character prepped correctly in order to get the ward roll, but that's just me.
That was the plan.
Especially since we had extra time.
All right. Especially if you came in with it, that means it has already been a few rounds since he cast it.
To be fair.
You had a whole extra week off.
By rule. The spell is ward 9+, so we still made it.
Yes,
but it is a 20% chance. I have to roll 9 or 10 to not take damage.
Damn.
The duration.
I wasted
is
a plus 37 bonus, on right? that. Oof. Stupid.
So it's already half gone.
What? Oh, he cast. Well, I gotta decide what he cast, because at least something would be down.
Maybe we should just start this episode over because Dan doesn't know how to play his character.
Wow.
Sorry, that was really mean. I'm going to get hurt later.
You're going to get hurt now.
It's true.
You better think before you try to come in here and try to, out magic somebody that went to 2 different wizard schools.
I did stand up, though.
Are you like a fake wizard at both of those schools?
I had to go to 2 of them. I didn't say I graduated from them, but I went to that one and then I went to a different one at a second, time.
He transferred.
You want to hear something funny?
Yes.
The spells that the Gravelord knows according to his character sheet are all Lore of Death and Lore of Necromancy spells. Get wrecked! He also knows 2 lores. Boom.
I don't know 2 lores.
Yeah, he's better than you.
I was gonna say, why are we so excited about this, Dan?
I don't understand. I just wanted to shove in Tim's face.
Why? I don't get how that was a dig.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Oh, if God. He went, if he knows 2 lores, he should know how his spells work. Maybe you figure that out.
Woo!
I'm gonna fudge so many rolls today. Mic drop. All right. That was Green Warden. Who do be next here? It's Jonna. I'm pretty sure she's like dying. She's also prone and at 0 wounds. She does not have heal. That's a little surprising. Does she have any healing spells? I don't think so.
In heavens?
Pretty sure there's not. She's got a cerulean shield. She might just cast that. She gets plus success level armor points to all locations. She's going to cast
that. Yo, that's awesome.
Do I get to roll to get over my fear?
At the end of the round.
Round, okay. Nice.
And a critical.
She gets 7 points of armor everywhere?
Oh my god, she got 7 overcast. So we will cast Cerulean Shield.
Okay, what is happening right now?
Is that, did that work? Does she have a bunch of armor? No, of course it didn't.
Why is my character card? It's so little. I can't make it bigger. It's stuck that way.
All right, now she's got it. What? Still not showing up on her combat tab, but that's okay. I think I applied it twice on accident. But yeah, so she has 7 points of armor everywhere right now.
Dang, girl.
And it cannot be dispelled because she critically cast it, and that's the best result for her. That's crazy. That's a cool spell.
If it cannot be dispelled, does that mean that it's indispelled?
It is indispellable.
It cannot be spelled.
Nice. Janna is currently in combat with this carrion, so she's not going to move away and get a bit of free attack on her. She's just going to protect herself with some cool blue magic. And then it's Lucky's turn.
All right. I believe I still have 3 advantage. So we're going to go and we're going to cast Steal Life on this idiot.
What idiot?
The one directly next to us, this big bird thing.
It's a big bird. You can be a big bird too.
Nice. Yeah, we'll crush that roll. We got a 25 on the old 80, so that's 6 success levels plus 3. I believe the TN of that is a number that's on my other character sheet. Seal life is 7, so that's 2 extra. So we will add an additional target and an additional damage. So we'll zot one of them zombie boys.
Get zotted. Ping one for me. Which one are you talking about?
One of the ones standing up. Because he does full damage to the balloon.
This one?
Yeah.
How much is it?
12, I think.
All right, that one crumbles.
Ignores armor, gives a fatigue.
Nice. That one's gone. One less skeleton to worry about, one less skeleton doing damage.
The balloon. And you added the fatigue to that big bird boy?
Well, you hit the bird too?
Well, yeah, that was the main target.
Wait, you can cast Steal Life on a skeleton?
Yeah.
And then it's fatigued. Okay, we'll give it fatigued. I'll remember that.
I'll get an advantage for that.
And it had, the carrion had one advantage. It doesn't anymore.
And then we are going to fly towards the guy falling to try to save him.
All right.
Do I get an advantage even though you warded?
No.
Why not?
You didn't win an opposed test and you didn't deal damage.
Oh. And Dan, we are just taking off. We're not spending our advantage to get away. You can get a free attack. Try it. You won't.
Okay. I'm going to move Lucky back for right now.
Saving his advantage.
Because I get a defense roll, right? Or no?
No.
Oh, then yeah, we're spending our advantage.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, oh, defensive and 4 advantage. Like, yeah. Screw it. I'll bat him off as I go.
Yeah, I get it. It's a free attack. It's unopposed. I get a advantage immediately, and it's an average test. So it's a plus 30 unopposed.
Yeah, we'll spend our stuff.
Cool. So you fly down to him. He hasn't had another turn yet. He's actually next.
Perfect. So I get to him and I grab him before he continues to fall. It's nice of him to just kind of be frozen there in the air for me to catch up.
And the amulet just gives you flight, right? So it's just flight your speed. I don't think it's like flight X. Did I give you the actual amulet? No, I'll have to find that.
Probably 60 yards of flight.
Give me an average what would make sense here to
channel?
Navigation.
I'd be fine with that.
I was going to say athletics to like fly faster, but I feel like that doesn't really make sense to me.
Here. Yeah, navigation is probably the way to go.
Probably something based off willpower. I like channeling it. Well, you're really, really good at it. Yeah, just give me a challenging channeling.
I do like, just in general, as a bad GM, that you were like, I think this one makes sense, but you're good at it, so I don't want to do that.
That's too easy.
I noticed that as well. I was like,
I still let him do it. I just didn't like it at first.
Three success levels. Four, actually.
All right. So you are able to grab him, catch up to him. So you're a bit low down, but you're able to fall and fly fast enough to catch up to him and kind of grab him however you're grabbing him. And he, like, kind of grabs onto you as well.
And I assume he's not below the boat at this point, right? Like, we were kind of falling from that huge balloon.
You're like between the balloon and the deck.
Okay, cool.
You're a bit lower.
So everyone can watch you heroically catch him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the point, right? Can't really do anything on his turn.
So he needs to defend me, Webby, is what I tell him. So when something comes at it, you just start swinging, bud.
He's got a great weapon, though.
Yeah?
That's going to be hard. How do you grab him?
Is this for some reason in my head, this was a dwarf. This is not a dwarf.
He's not a dwarf. This is the Knight's Panther. He's a human.
Well, how was he falling? What was on his top? Was it his feet? Was it his head? Was he falling back down?
He'd be back first with, like, arms and legs up. Holding on to his greatsword.
I grab his legs.
At least you didn't pick one arm and one leg. That would be extra weird.
Right? Yeah, he's got his Vihander. All right, Webby.
Yeah, so as I recall, this thing just, this bird boy just attacked me, but I was able to get my Zincher in between us. So he got a mouthful of Zinch.
Ew.
Yeah, I believe you have one advantage right now, at least.
I guess it's just bird blasting time. I'm gonna crank back this big handle. Goes into the necessary position. I blow into the breathalyzer to start the thing up, and we're going to fire it off.
Wow.
And make sure that I don't fire it unless I'm hammered.
You need a certain BAC for it to be, like, you know.
So this is flammable. Absolutely close range, yeah?
Point blank.
Point blank? How much is that?
Plus 40.
Damn.
Plus 40. Okay.
And this thing is large, so another plus 10.
I'll take it. And I had an advantage. So at a plus 60, I get 3 success levels.
All right. I will be able to attempt to dodge since it is point blank. And I gave you 6 more success levels.
Whoa. What a gift.
Why was that opposed against me?
Whew. I have no idea why I was opposed to Green Warden, but okay, so what was that total? Like 11?
Plus 9. And it's an impact weapon, so I get the units die as well. So plus 14, which is on top of the damage, which I believe is also 14.
Woo, 28?
It had 10 left, so this thing goes in a pile of bones and feathers.
Damn.
As you just...
No, it wasn't plus 14, it was plus 8, sorry.
Blast it apart.
22.
Plenty. It was soaking.
Okay.
If you did 13, right, it would have died. No, you needed 14 to kill it. And you did way more than that. But nice, you kill a carrion.
Yeah, I gotta hit him with a spoon.
Nabby's like, great shot, Manly.
It's a lot easier to aim when they're literally around the gun.
Webby, does he want to move or stay there?
I mean, I can't imagine what moving would do for me.
Then it's Mina's turn.
Okay. Oh, so I am in a tough situation where I have 2 wounds left.
Yeah. Rough shape. But Carrion in front of you is dead.
Right, so I can, like, kind of hide behind this bad boy, right? Because I am also afraid of this abyssal terror, but I kind of want to shoot that stupid idiot in his face.
Yeah.
You know? So, I think, yeah, I'm just gonna shoot him. I will have a pistol. Actually. Why not 2 pistols?
Why not?
You know, because I say so.
Sheesh. So I'm actually applying the ward to him through the spell. Okay. So it should...
Okay.
He's catching up.
No, he's resetting a spell. Is what he's doing.
What do you mean resetting?
By recasting it and applying it now?
Oh, you rolled your thing exactly.
Exactly.
A 72. Yahtzee, I think.
All right. So it would be unopposed.
There should be some kind of bonus when you roll the exact number on your card. Personal opinion.
Oh, he failed the ward by one. He rolled an 8. If I had just cheated like I tried to do before, he would have passed.
The good news is, with a 72, that means your second shot's absolutely going to hit.
Yes. Yeah. And because I was reading some stuff, I can, instead of having 0 success levels, I can take the 1's die. So I have 2 success levels. Mm-hmm. For damage.
So it should have been... No, that should have been calculated.
Okay.
Yeah, damaging gave you +2.
Okay, I just want you to know.
Good job.
Okay, and now I'll do it again.
Wait, no, it doesn't. It gives you +2 on the success... It just said +0 on the success levels when she rolled her 72.
Yeah, on the result, if you hover over the little eye next to the... I don't know if you see this, where it says damage 11... Because she gets 9 from the pistol and bullet, and then +2 damage.
I see.
I like it how they break it down for you in case you're like, how does that happen?
That is very nice.
Okay, so then you do it again.
Okay.
But it's a 27.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I rolled an 8 again.
Nice.
I'm okay with that.
So how much damage is that?
More.
Because you could use the 7.
Right.
That time.
Oh, no. So it'll be 16 damage.
Yes.
That hurts. He's going to take a crit from that. Let me think.
I will duck down behind this carrion. Oh, and I have to give myself advantage.
She.
2 advantage?
1 2.
Advantage.
Right? 1? 1. 2?
You only want a turn.
Right.
All right. So it would be 16, right?
Yeah.
And he soaks some of that. Soaks 4 of it.
Soaks it in soy sauce.
So he takes 12, so he's at -8.
Get out of here, Death Lord.
Where did the second shot hit?
Kill Stealer.
You can't say that unless you've done damage to him, Jeff.
I know. That's why.
Right arm.
I swear, every time Green Warden gets like this awesome shot off, I don't kill it. Or Dan blocks it, and then Mina comes in and is like, murdered! And I'm like, I'm pretty sure I did 90% of the damage, or distracted him, or something.
For the second shot, the 27 was already reversed. Do I reverse
it? You put his arm in a jar.
Jarred arm?
Nice.
Jarred arm?
Oh, so...
Saving it for you?
I don't know how to do it with the +80, so that's the initial roll, 13.
Oh, and so
the +80 is actually 93, which is a damaged artery.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
He gains 4 bleeding conditions.
Bleed, baby.
And some other stuff.
He got some arterial spurting going on.
He can necromance himself.
It's raining blood.
That's...
So he's not literally a skeleton like I thought he was then.
No.
No, he's a grave lord, not the grave skeleton.
Yeah, he's a living necromancer. For now.
I find that offensive.
All right, it is this carrion's turn, but it's dead, so I'm going to remove it from the combat because I
learned. I mean, I am a doctor, and so I'm mostly formaldehyde at this point. I would assume that everyone's professions came with a relevant chemical change in their physiology.
Yeah.
How? Action. How? Hit the deck. I'm hiding behind.
Just like Lucky is mostly bullshit at this point.
Yeah, broth.
I can crouch.
Then your first hit would have missed.
Never mind.
If you move during your turn, you're -10.
Never mind, then. I'll take it.
I like the idea, but that would...
What if she shot her pistol so hard that it propelled her over?
Yeah, the kickback and knocked you backward.
Okay. What's your name? Lucky.
Jerry.
Yeah. Carrion Claw!
Okay.
Slash at you. It's fatigued, so I missed.
Perfect.
-1.
We dodge. Just fine.
Okie dokie, give yourself an advantage.
I will.
Oh, that one still had 2 advantage for some reason, so I failed that by even more. Shouldn't have any. I think which carrion is this? I skipped over one on accident. Oh, this one down here is gonna attack Heinrich! Zabaron. Oh, +0. So Heinrich actually loses. Takes some damage. Doesn't like that. And then the carrion is going to use that advantage it got to then get him with the beak. I think I did the wrong one before, but...
Impressive. It means it cannot be oppressive failure.
Oh, I forgot to retarget him, so... We'll do a quick... Where'd it go? I want melee. Why does he have this weapon equipped 5 times? All right, he blocks the second one. Even though it's bigger than him, I forgot to not do physical, but that's okay. He won by enough. So he gains an advantage. And he actually gets 2 wounds back because I used the wrong attack at first. Bada bang, bada boom. Let's see.
Can I grind the podcast to a screeching halt for sure. The dumbest joke in the world?
No, love it.
So you said he was a baron?
He's a baron after all.
Okay, stay with me here. We're outside currently. The sun is shining down. Would that make him a Ray Baron? I warned you.
I'm just going to shake my head. He rolled 100 and fumbled. And next action suffers negative 10. Whoops. I was hoping he'd kill the carrion on that turn and free up John.
Ebra?
Didn't. All right, Sindri the dwarf. Let's see, what is nearby?
Oh, that's right. This is the combat of Dan has to fight himself 100 times.
Yep. Sindri's going to come over here and try to help.
Actually, wait, that center like rectangle is traversable?
Yeah.
I thought it was a giant hole in the floor.
Yeah, so did I.
Is it like a glass-topped boat? What's going on here?
Sure. So I guess I never... like asked about or like clarified that I meant everything except for like the center circle would be like the big machine sticking up out. All right, I forgot she had to reload, so it is reloaded.
Yeah, I really thought those were like bay doors with ladders on the edges or something.
I really thought they were bay blades.
There's no stadium for that, so
it could let it rip.
But look at it; it kind of looks like a bay blade in the center.
It does. It really does.
It's Nobby's turn. He's just flying the boat here. He can't. He doesn't have anything in range. Oh, he has to reload his duck foot pistol or whatever it's called, griffin foot pistol.
Did you say duck foot?
Duck foot.
That's like the real world gun, the duck foot pistol.
That's not a real gun.
It is. Reload 6. He's two there. Two success levels away there. Shass is not going to do anything. Skeleton! I'm going to skip the skeleton's turn because all they're doing is trying to stab the balloon. This guy's got to reload his pistol as well. Luckily, they're doing a good job with that. Oh, it's reload 3. He got 2 success levels of what he needs so far. I was like, why does it say not reloaded? I passed. Skeleton. One more dwarf is going to reload. Not reloaded. Oh, -1. Hands are shaking too much. So many skeletons. It is the Abyssal Terror's turn. With the Gravelord slumped over its back.
I was wondering how the lord, didn't bleeding. Just like fall into the abyss, like fall off of his Abyssal Lord.
Not quite, but the thing takes off in the opposite direction and flies away.
The dude's coming back.
Necromancer that, right? Blood is a natural adhesive, you see.
Ah.
Well, he does have a 40% chance of just straight up dying at the end of each round because of those bleeding conditions, so.
But he has a 20% chance to ignore everything.
No, that's just attacks.
He can't ward against his own blood.
That's right.
All right.
Ward prevents things from going in, not things from going out.
Sounds like if Webby can get a bomb inside him, he'll still blow up in the outward way.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tease me, Green Warden. You know, it's my life's greatest wish.
Just giving you some good ideas.
To implement internal explosives.
All right.
Make it small enough, hide it in his soup or something.
The Abyssal Terror streaks away in the sky. It's got like fly 100 or something crazy like that. Flight 75. So 75 yards, it flies away into the darkness of the night. And it's Green Warden's turn.
Hold on. Cool test.
Oh, yeah, you're not afraid anymore because it's gone. Good thing you passed it.
All right, great. I'm going to shoot something else.
Wait, did he die at the end of the round?
You don't know.
Plot armor. He left and he's coming back.
I hope he's still out there.
He's totally going to come out later. I'm going to shoot this other carrion bird that's attacking our friend with the armor over there.
Nice.
Do, 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 do.
It's pretty close, so only 13 success
only
plus levels. 13.
Only a critical, too.
And you fractured its hip. It had 4 wounds left.
I think I killed it.
And we apply.
I love that you get crits on an 88. It's just so dumb.
It makes me feel so good.
You did it.
Yeah, 4 wounds needed, 25 damage. Boom.
Jana's turn. She's going to get up since there's no bird there now. And she's going to look up at the bird attacking Lucky because it's basically directly above her. And let's see, she doesn't have any collected success levels at the moment, but she does have dart.
Hell yeah.
Or we could go for... No, anything else that's offensive needs way too many. She's just going to try to cast dart. She does have an advantage. She should. She does it. Plus Yay. 2. So she's going to up the damage. I'm going to cast dart and then apply damage.
Why would she have advantage?
Oh, you're right. She didn't win an opposed test. She just cast shield on herself last turn. So I'll take 1 damage. I'll put 1 damage back on the bird. She still passed it, luckily. Oh, I forgot the balloon takes damage. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 skeletons left that stab at the balloon.
But only 6 of them are on the ground still, so they were doing half, right, you said?
All of them are on the ground. They're all prone.
Oh, because I got the only one that was standing up.
Yeah, that was a good move.
I'm smart.
Mm-hmm. So 2 damage, so it'd be 14 damage to the balloon. You might hear a gas bag pop. And it's Viren's turn.
Excuse you.
Yeah, where did you go?
Yeah.
Why aren't you in the combat? Lucky. You
because
bum?
He is the combat.
That's weird. Okay. Lucky's turn.
All right, we're going to spend our advantage to get away from that bird and drop this dwarf back up. This not dwarf.
Yep.
back not up dwarf. On top to start swinging at some deadies.
All right, you drop him off back on the balloon.
And then we're going to dart.
Nice. Swing at some deadies.
Well, not really a ton, but that will be a successful cast. We'll hit 3 of them for 6.
3 skeletons?
Yeah, 3 skeletons for 6.
That's the 3 closest to you, probably?
Yeah.
For 6. Okay, that's nice easy math for me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I forgot. Is that 6 this one's like 2? Weirdly weaker.
6 each. Mm. They're probably taking minimum 1.
No, they're taking more than that.
Nice.
Not really armored.
I mean, they are just bones.
I figured toughness at least 3, probably.
Weirdly, this I grabbed these skeletons from like a couple different spots. The ones that are all black and white only have toughness 2.
Oh.
I'm not sure why, but. I figured there's plenty of them. I don't need to make it.
Because they're just skin and bones, honey.
All right. It is Viren's turn. Just skin and bones. He's going to charge. He's going to charge at this one over here. That is uninjured. He figures.
Baseball bat swing. Knock it right off.
Right. With his big old two-handed sword, he can smash it apart. Charging. Plus 6.
Nice.
Skeleton is prone, so it gets minus 5, and he does 22 damage Oof. To it.
Talk about overkill.
And then he'll take a step forward from death blow, but nothing else is close enough at the moment.
He steps into its square.
Yeah. I didn't quite do that, did I?
You gave him too much advantage by moving closer to the next one, so I just wanted to make sure that... You weren't giving him an unwarranted bonus.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
A bonus that cannot be warranted.
That's right.
Webby.
Yeah, I see no reason not to do the same thing that knocked off that guy from the blimp again.
No one told him to not do it.
You have no idea that somebody fell off.
I didn't see a bunch of skeletons raining down, and believe me, Webby's senses would be uniquely tuned to seeing a bunch of dead bodies falling. So until that happens, I have to assume they're still up there.
You see some bones fall down from when he just smashed that one, I think.
Yeah, not enough bones. And you want me to do a lore anatomy check to see if it constitutes six or seven skeletons? I'll do it right now.
I think with your surgery talent, and you know that's enough for one. What I have you do last time, a sail test?
Let me do a sail test with my new friend, Captain Dwarf, whose name I remember.
Nobby.
He was giving me assistance of some sort.
Oh, yeah, maybe so give yourself plus 10 to a sail test.
3,636 bones, if it was six skeletons worth.
That nope. Sounds like too many.
Definitely not.
603 bones per times six?
No.
No.
203 is not that
much. Oh, I assume they also eat bones, which is why they have it in, tripled the normal amount.
Yeah, that's definitely.
So by your approximation, you x-ray a person, not only do you see the 206 bones in their skeleton, but you also see approximately two times as many in their skeleton stomach.
They ate a bunch of little like hummingbirds.
In the documentary, The Night the Skeletons Came Alive, it very clearly dictates and explains that the bones are their money. So if they have money on them, it's probably also bones. But I assume most skeletons carry about 400 bones worth of bone money.
What are you doing, Webby?
I got a plus 2 on my sail check.
All right. So, let's see. Lucky, did you touch down on top of the blimp?
Never.
I'm going to give Viren another agility test. He passes this one just fine. This skeleton's pretty close to the edge. Let's see if it can keep its feet.
And he's trying not to lose his head.
It's going to be really hard for them to keep their feet when they're also already prone.
Yeah.
And we'll see if they like slide off from it. This guy doesn't quite go off. He slides over, almost over the side.
Slide to the right.
Slide.
Everybody
there.
Clap your hands. There it is. I can't wait to chaperone prom.
This guy falls off.
I hope I can dance a little bit.
You can wiggle for sure.
I might have to dance.
All right, you see two skeletons starting to fall off as you shake the, you know, you give the blimp a little jiggle.
I buck it hard to the right, back in the opposite direction. And then once we have stabilized again, I will shout over my shoulder, hold on tight.
That means that we have to roll, don't we?
Probably, right?
Yeah.
If I understand my physics, I feel like the difficulty of staying on the bridge would be easier than if you were trying to stay on the balloon.
Yeah, so I'm going to say you don't need a test for this. Okay. It'll be okay. But it's Mina's turn.
Okay. I would like to sit down. And I would like to...
Oh, by the way, I won an opposed test just now, didn't I?
I'll allow it.
And then please drink a healing draft.
Mm-hmm.
And how many...
your toughness bonus and wounds.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You hurt.
Yeah.
Am I hurt?
I don't think so. Mina got hit really hard by that one carrying. I think it... I don't think it crit, but it did
a ton of damage. Yeah, it was so bad.
It whacked you good.
All right. So Mina sits down and drinks a healing draft. There's one carrion left up here. It really doesn't like Lucky, so it's going to go after you one more time.
Try it. You won't.
I'm too close to charge.
I can defend myself now.
So we're going to try to claw you.
I can use a fortune point to defend myself now.
How'd you do?
Way better than the 93 I rolled the first time.
Oh, I bet.
4 success levels.
I had 3 negatives, so 9. You did an advantage. And this, I forgot that I gave them Grim, so they start every turn with an advantage. Because I'm a good GM. All right, Heinrich's up. There's none left alive. There's nothing threatening the deck right now. So he's going to, like, walk with Janna over to, like, the captain's quarters where Bors and Shasta are hanging out and just try to kind of support her. Does he have heal is the question. I'm surprised he doesn't.
Well, you know, we know you haven't built the characters correctly. It's okay.
I didn't build this.
We know.
That's the problem, right?
You didn't, correct. Someone else failed you.
Yes.
Because he had his, he's got this magical weapon. He had 5 instances of it for some reason. The same thing over and over again.
5 magical weapons.
Spores opens the door and lets Janna in.
He's a mutant. Kill it.
Let's see. The dwarves are kind of just posted up. Oh, this guy needs to make one more test. No, he's loaded. This one needs to try to reload. And we still don't get it. That skeleton fell.
Kind of a Fellington.
And then this engineer does reload his gun. This skeleton is prone. It's going to stand up and attack the blimp. This skeleton is prone. It's going to stand up and attack the blimp. That skeleton's dead. That skeleton fell. Ah! Doesn't actually yell. Skeletons don't yell.
It's funnier that it does, though.
This skeleton gets up and attacks the bridge. There's 3 of them. This skeleton gets up and attacks the bridge. So that's 4. Doing full damage. So I'll tell you that's 14 damage that they do.
14.
Top of the next round. Green Warden. Everything is up on the blimp now.
There is a flying carrion bird. Can I see it from where I am?
From where you are, no. You'd have to go over to the...
To the railing.
Just dive off the side and shoot it from midair.
The starboard.
From what
side.
I remember, elves land on their feet.
No, but she is going to go to the railing and she would look up because I'm sure some part of her saw the thing falling and then going back up, which would be Lucky Jerry, whoever he is, saving the Ninth Panther. Lucky
You've only Jerry. Ever known me as Jerry.
Okay, Lucky. So she's going to run to that edge. At the very least, there was a ladder there, right? Wasn't there?
There's like rigging you could climb up if you want.
Yeah, but she's not going to climb it. She's going to look up, probably see the really ugly carrion bird and then shoot it.
Pachoo! Make it a hard test, minus 10, because it's got like cover from the balloon.
And I moved.
Or did I say hard? Difficult, yeah. Minus 10.
Is it automatically going to calculate the fact that I moved into this roll?
I don't know. Roll it, see if it matters. Okay. I can always just give it 1 back. I don't think it'll matter though. With 10 success levels. So it would be 21. So say it's 20 damage because you moved. It soaks 3 from its toughness. So you do 17 damage. I had 12 left.
Ooh, nice. I really do imagine her like leaning out over this railing and just shooting up.
That's a really cool picture.
Yeah.
Or like kind of like wrapping your leg in the rope a little bit to like lean and pew.
Oh, I don't think she'd even like doing that.
Oh.
She hated everything about that
yeah.
need to shoot it. Oh, she hated everything about
it. Right before you did that, I forgot the skeletons are all going to
jump off the edge.
They start to crumble a little bit.
Oh, is dust floating around in Lucky's face now?
I don't have a willpower though. I'm just gonna make a toughness test.
Is there a Wi-Fi signal getting too far away?
Seems like it. I think you would all know that undead typically need somebody to control them. And it seems like he's gone too far away. And it's...
That's consistent with the skeletons that I work with.
So far, they've all taken a little bit of damage. This one crumbles to dust. What's so funny over there?
My Discord's up with a video for Ben so he can see us. And Tim's screen has frozen in a very lovely shocked face.
He's like,
yep, that's pretty great.
So funny.
That one takes 6. Oh, that one's almost dead. But they are crumbling apart, presumably because the Gravelord is too far away.
Or he's dead.
Janna's turn. She's just going to rest in here. She's hurt. Lucky. There are 3 skeletons left on top of the blimp that you can see.
Let's try to steal life them. I got a couple advantage. Nice, that's an 8. That'll be 11 success levels.
Whoa.
I need 7 of them to cast the old steal life. Wait, no, that's more than that. And 2 advantage. So 11, 13 success levels.
So that's 6 overcast?
Yes. So we'll hit 3 targets for 1 extra damage, which will be 12, ignoring armor.
I think that'll take them all out.
Nice.
That one's definitely dead. Yeah, this one only had 4 left. And this one, no, well, there's 1 standing. It soaks 3, so you do 9 damage. It's got 2 left. But the other ones collapse. There's only 2 skeletons. There's only 1 skeleton left. And guess what? It's Viren's turn. He's going to charge it. He's really happy to not be falling to his doom, so he's doing what he can to help. 5 success levels. Skeleton gets -7. He just smashes this thing apart.
12 or 23 damage.
To oblivion.
So it doesn't look like bones falling, and Webby still thinks there are skeletons up top.
Yeah, I didn't hear no bell.
There is a lot of bones falling off. He kicks off the bones of the ones that's dead. And you are able to successfully repel the attack of the Grave Lord.
Hooray!
Somebody tell Webby there are no skellies up top.
I would like to immediately fly down and yell that there's a bunch of damage to the top of balloon, and I'll fly up whoever is capable of repairing it.
Sindri will go up there with you.
Okay.
She don't mind. Let's see.
I could be an extra set of hands for repair and maintenance of things that are not biological.
Well, that sounds
short of my bailiwick. I feel like I can pick it up.
I mean, yeah, anyone that's willing to go up, I'll fly up.
No, get your hands off me. I'll climb the rope.
You grab onto my feet then. Get your hands on me.
Okay, that's acceptable.
That's a fight.
All right, so we get some experience here.
Oh, boy.
25. It says per character for each one, but that's how it always is. 25 for resolving the final encounter without the balloon being forced to the ground. I think I missed 1 round of skeleton attacks, but you still did really well against that. It was down to 150 of 200 wounds.
Oh, we did really well.
Each skeleton did 4 damage a round. And if you take all the skeletons first, then the carrion go and attack, and they do 8 damage apiece. So the fact that you could fly really helped, that you could get up there and start attacking them right away. And Webby's plan to knock them over was super helpful. Because the idea is you have like 8 rounds before they destroy the balloon, basically.
Which is also really personally satisfying.
20 points per character involved for wounding Graber badly enough to make him break off the attack. So only Mina gets that one.
God damn it! What the heck?
Boom!
10 points per character involved for destroying each carrion. So everybody gets 10 for that, because everybody was involved in destroying at least 1 carrion. 5 points per character involved for destroying each skeleton or flying death skull. I don't know where we're at with that. So everybody give yourself 10 for that.
I think we all destroyed a flying skull at the least.
I know the dwarves helped destroy a couple, so.
Nice job totally wrecking the Grave Lord in literally 1 turn.
Yeah, thank you.
Like, that was impressive.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I could heal myself, or I'll shoot him a couple times.
Yeah, that's the biggest issue with his encounters is that, like, he can bring some cool stuff like the Abyssal Terror, but, like, unless... There's no reason not to just target him.
Yeah.
I might need to look into if there's like difficulties to shoot somebody, you know, that's mounted. Maybe it's more difficult because there's this big giant creature with wings around him. But yeah, you emptied you got 2 bullets at him, was enough to take him below a lot.
Mm-hmm. So what was the total on that? Plus 50 for roleplay?
25.
Yeah, we'll do 50 for roleplay. It hasn't been too long since you got experience, but that's okay.
So is that a clean hundo? I wasn't paying attention.
115. 75.
115. Well, that's right. What we get, or that's what Mina got?
That's what I got. Sorry.
So 95.
95.
I need the 50 in the chat for roleplay.
Whew. You're able to defeat the Grave Lord once again, driving him away. Maybe he bled to death on the back of that Abyssal Terror, but... The fact that he was repelled fills you with determination. You can refill your fortune points. Oh, nice. And then we'll see how things get along with this blimp next time in 317.
Heck yeah. All one fortune points.
Woohoo!
And you got it back.
I didn't even use it.
Again.